Tanzina Vega here with you on The Takeaway. When filmmaker Lulu Wang's grandmother was diagnosed with stage 4 lung cancer 6 years ago, Lulu traveled to China with her parents to say their goodbyes. But the family decided not to tell her grandmother about the diagnosis. As far as her grandmother knew, her relatives were visiting to celebrate the marriage of one of Lulu's cousins. It's not all that unusual for families in China to keep a terminal diagnosis secret from their loved ones. But Lulu, who's lived most of her life in the United States, felt deeply conflicted about the decision and struggled to hide her emotions during the visit. Now, Lulu has fictionalized the story in her second feature film, The Farewell, which stars comedian Awkwafina as Lulu's on-screen equivalent, Billy. And Lulu says that while audiences go into the film with one take on her family's decision, those feelings tend to change by the time the credits roll.
I talk to people after they've seen the film, and they'll say, you know, when I walked into the film, I was convinced that this was a terrible and wrong thing to do. And when I came out of the film, not that I changed my mind necessarily, but it did show me that it's a lot more nuanced than that. It's a lot more complicated.
The Farewell opens in theaters tomorrow, but it's been a long road to get it financed and made. And it wasn't until after Lulu told her story years later on the radio program This American Life that she was finally able to get it off the ground. And she told me why her film initially wasn't such an easy sell.
Well, the first roadblock was that when I started pitching the story, people liked the story, but the first question they would always ask in Hollywood is this an American film or a Chinese film? And that felt very confrontational because it's like, it's my story, right? So that's basically saying, are you American or are you Chinese? And of course, I would say, well, American. You know, I grew up here and the perspective is American. But then I would start saying how I wanted to cast it 100% Asian or Asian American. I wanted the characters in the movie to speak the language that my family actually speaks in real life, which means that there would be subtitles. And then people said, well, then it's not an American film. We don't know how to market that.
And was that the concern, marketing it?
Marketing it, and yeah, and just that, it, you know, as soon as there's subtitles, people think it's going to be a foreign film, regardless of what the perspective is, where the financing comes from. It's all about, you know, what people look like. Do they look like our version of American? And what language are they speaking? And so I tried to go the other way, and I pitched it to a couple Chinese producers. And they also loved the story, but then they said, well, if it's for a Chinese audience, then Billy can't be the main character. We can't see this story through your eyes because Billy is too American and a Chinese audience isn't going to resonate. And I just thought, you know, I can't tell the story in either of those extreme directions. Like the only place I can tell it is from where I stand, which is in between. And that's actually what the story is about, to be somebody in between and negotiating these two different parts of her identity, two different cultures, two different worlds.
How were you able to get past that roadblock ultimately?
You know, I just said no. I had to find the courage to say, you know, yes, this will get the movie made, but it's not what I want to do. And so I'm just not going to do it. And I put the movie aside. I worked for a few years on other projects. And it wasn't until Neil Drumming, the producer at This American Life, approached me. He himself is a filmmaker. And he knows, you know, as a person of color, he said, you know, what are the stories that Hollywood is not letting you tell? You know, he said, this is why I work at This American Life. I'm trying to help other filmmakers who don't have a platform to tell their stories. And so I said, it's funny you should ask. There's this story. And then the rest was history.
I wonder, did that have any impact on the storytelling in the film itself? And what I mean by that is your character, Billy, played by Awkwafina in the film. How similar was her experience in the film to your real life experience?
It was very similar. You know, I asked Awkwafina not to necessarily play me in terms of, she wasn't mimicking, you know, my behaviors or my way of speaking. Her Chinese is at a very different level than mine. But in terms of the emotional journey, in terms of the internal conflict, that was very much what I went through.
Most people know Awkwafina. I mean, I remember seeing her when she came on the scene with, you know, this very raw sort of New York hip hop, and then her work in Crazy Rich Asians, which is a total departure from this character. So how do you get someone like that, an actor like that, to really ground themselves in something that's very different from what they've traditionally done?
Well, I think, and Nora Lum is her real name. Nora and I talked a lot about this, how she has always used comedy as a muscle because her mother died when she was very young. And so whenever things were weird or awkward, she realized that if she told a joke, she could lighten the tension in the room. And so that is her superpower. And when you have such a strong superpower, that's what you are going to lean on and constantly use. And I realized after I met her and she sent in this self-taped audition that she has another superpower that no one sees and no one uses. And she herself maybe doesn't even recognize. And that is one of vulnerability and the ability to express that vulnerability on her face, in her eyes. And so I really had to push her to not lean on the comedy muscle when she felt discomfort. And she did feel a lot of real discomfort.
And why was that?
As an Asian American, you know, who was born and raised in New York City, to go back to China, people don't know who she is. They don't know anything about her. And the conditions are not what you're used to in terms of just everything, right? Like the lifestyle. And I think it was just emotional on all these different levels that none of us can really even describe. It's where her family is from, but she doesn't have a real relationship there with that country, I mean. So she often felt very uncomfortable. And I said, you know, if you feel uncomfortable, just sit with it. You know, don't try to dissipate the tension. I know that's what you're used to. I know that's what you want to do. But I'm asking, like, for this character, everything that you're feeling, use it. And once she understood that and was able to just embody all of those feelings and not try to dissipate all of that, she just kind of sank into the role and the character in such an effortless way.
We talked a little bit about the struggles to get funding for your current film. And I'm wondering, since then, we've seen, you mentioned Crazy Rich Asians. We also had Always Be My Maybe. And these films are sort of taking the approach that these families happen to be Asian and there's a story on top of all of that. Do you feel like that's moving the conversation forward for Asian American filmmakers and storylines and other creatives?
Absolutely. I think it's all about specificity. You know, not every Asian family looks the same. Not every Chinese family looks the same. I mean, I think about my friend Bing Liu, who made this incredible documentary, right, Minding the Gap, to get insight into his family, which is so different from mine. I would never have known that. I would never, you know, because my parents came over together and they're still together. And so I just think that we have to show a wide array of different stories, regardless of what ethnicity, you know, whatever. It's all about just the specificity and putting and allowing people to tell their own stories. Because the only way this movie could have happened is because I experienced it and I talked to my real family. I made sure that I allowed them to have a voice within it. I cast my great aunt as herself so that every single day on set, I have somebody who was on the opposite side of my perspective. You know, the person who actually like first initiated the lie, having her on set so that her voice was properly represented.
Lulu Wong is the director of The Farewell. Thanks so much, Lulu.
Thank you.